We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Tony Tricciani. Good morning, Coach Trish.
Good morning, Rob.
Morning. Before we talk about your game on Saturday, just talk about how your preseason camp has gone and how you feel about your team going into the year.
Yeah, you know, I'm pleased with the gains that we made, you know, in the brief offseason. You know, we're coming out of a good fall camp. We're anxious to kick it off this Saturday. You know, we're a highly motivated football team that gained valuable experience during this, you know, the abbreviated spring season. So I'm excited for this year's team because we return a good mix of veteran leadership and some youthful talent.
First question this morning from Matt Krause. Go ahead, Matt.
Rob, thanks so much. Coach, when you think about Wofford for the past three decades or so, it's been a triple option team, but obviously they had the change in offensive coordinator during the offseason, and Coach Conklin's kind of been on record as saying for the past couple of years that he wants to throw the ball a little bit more. When you game plan for a week one opponent like this that may be making some changes in the way that they run their offense, how do you balance preparing for what you know about them historically and also what they might be trying to do new here in 2021?
Sure. So when you line up against Wofford, you need to be prepared to stop the run. And, you know, we still expect to see them run the football with some type of, you know, option flavor to it. It may not be, you know, split back veer like we've seen over the years from Coach Ayers with the changes in their staff. But, you know, we still got to go into this game and be prepared to stop the run. And, you know, I would expect to see some more RPO game, you know, RPO schemes off of their run game. You also know you're going to see an aggressive defense. They're traditionally Wofford's, you know, they're big, they're strong, they're active up front. And, you know, we expect to see that from Coach Conklin. He's a real strong defensive coach. We know they'll be aggressive and, you know, we got to be ready to stop the run.
Thank you.
Tony, obviously having a quarterback like Davis Cheek back under center after being without him this spring, how much of a difference has that made and how has Davis looked during the fall practice?
Yeah, it's great to have, you know, Davis back running our offense. I mean, he's a veteran quarterback who's a great decision maker, an extremely accurate passer, and he's the leader of our offense. And his ability to elevate the play of the guys around him is that's a difference maker. So we're excited to have Davis back and leading our offense.
Next question from Jim Noble. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Coach. It's Jim Noble with Wofford Radio. How you doing today?
Very good, Jim.
Good. It's kind of crazy. These two teams met in the playoffs not even 3 years ago. I don't know how much bearing that has on anything this weekend. I think I want to say Davis was injured before that playoff game. And there was obviously Elon came into that game shorthanded. But is there any carryover from your older guys, some of the guys that remember that game down there, or is too much changed?
Sure, Jim. There's some familiarity. You know, it's our guys remember that game. You know, we remember walking off that field and knowing that we had Wofford on the schedule coming up. So, you know, there certainly is some recall from that 2018 playoff game down at Wofford.
Next question from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, obviously it's kind of different styles, but in terms of opening the spring with a different option team with Davidson, are you able to take anything from that game and apply it in terms of the preparation here for Wofford?
Sure. I'm pretty certain that Wofford's going to prepare to run the inside zone play and cut it back off of some of the surfaces that Davidson had some success with. So I'm sure they've watched that film and prepared to try to run some of the similar zone schemes that we saw from that game. It is two different types of option offense and the personnel is different, but I'm sure there'll be some carryover.
And in terms of having the option as your first game, you know, I know it's kind of hard preparing for it when you just have a week sort of to prepare. Is it a benefit at all when it's right out of the gate and you have a little extra time to kind of get ready for those unique blocks and that kind of thing?
Sure it is. And we have got to be prepared schematically to defend option teams because when we have success and we make the playoffs down here, you know, we're going to see option teams. You know, if you make the playoffs and you're in North Carolina, you're going to be facing either Kennesaw State or the Citadel or Wofford, you know, or Furman, you know, teams that have some type of option flavor to their offense.
Tony, along with having Davis back, how do you feel about maybe some of the other guys on the office on the offense? You've got a bunch of familiar names, but who else has stepped up during preseason camp?
Yeah, our wide receiver crew has stepped up. I would say Jackson Parham and Cortez Weeks; those are two guys who I think can be impact players. And we've also got some depth at that position, you know, with Bryson Daughtry, Chandler Brayboy, Jordan Bonner, guys who have played a good amount of snaps. You know, that's the thing. When you look at the schedule or you look at any weekly opponent, everybody is returning experience, right? That's just what it's going to look like with, you know, the way spring went and the additional year of eligibility. Everyone on our schedule is going to be experienced and with extra years of eligibility and the minimal turnover. So, you know, we return some experience as well. You know, we've got some veteran offensive linemen. You know, with Mike Purcell being an upperclassman and that group for us has been developing, but there's also three freshmen who are, you know, starters for us on the O-line. They may be true freshmen right out of high school, but they are freshmen from an eligibility standpoint still.
Hello.
Got a follow-up question from Jim Noble. Go ahead, Jim.
Thank you, Rob. Coach, I know what Coach Conklin feels about preseason polls. Not a big fan. Both these teams have been picked near the bottom of their respective conferences, and that's something that either Elon or Wofford are used to. Is there a little bit of an edge coming into this season for you guys just because of that, or is that not a factor?
No, you know, there's some similarities for sure. You look at both of our programs, we're both playoff football teams and, you know, picked, you know, towards the bottom of our league. So, you know, any respect we're going to get, we have to go out there and earn. So, you know, we've focused our efforts over the last 4 months on the things that we need to fix as a football program. So, you know, I'm confident in the work we've done and the improvement from our players and the player development, you know, that we're going to be able to go out and push our program forward this fall.
Thank you.
Tony, before I let you go, let's touch just a little bit on the defense. I know you played a lot of young guys there during the spring season. How has that benefited you as you head into the fall?
Yeah, you know, we defensively, we've got some guys back too that maybe we didn't play with in the fall or in the spring. Jameer Malone and Shamari Wingard are two faces that, you know, two guys that are that really didn't play in the spring. So we're, you know, excited to have them back. And just, you know, our guys getting better at our scheme and what we do. And I just feel like we're a faster defense right now. We're playing faster. We're communicating better, you know, and there's been a lot of growth here over the last 4 months.
All right, Tony, thanks so much for your time this morning. Good luck on Saturday against Wofford, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks.